It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the pandemic surging, health officials are urging people to sign up for individual health insurance through the state's exchange. CPR's John Daly reports open enrollment started Sunday.
If you don't get health coverage through an employer or government program like Medicaid or Medicare, it's the only time of the year to sign up for health insurance. That's unless you have a major life event during the year, like losing your job and employer coverage. To have coverage at the start of 2021, enrollment must be completed by December 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has laid out a plan to expand broadband internet. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A new government report says that Colorado should consider regulating broadband as a utility. If lawmakers decided to do that, it could give the state new power over the cost and availability of internet service, similar to electricity. The report also recommends a new fee on data connections to replace a soon-to-expire fee on phone service revenues. Governor Polis ordered a new advisory board to study broadband. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Fisher's Peak State Park near Trinidad was decades in the making. It's now open to visitors, CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Stakeholders ranging from state agencies and local governments to conservation groups collaborated to purchase the land. It used to be a private ranch. Governor Jared Polis says only part of the park is opening for now. A lot of valuable work remains.
CPW and partner biologists are studying the property. They're cataloging the wildlife. They're learning about ecosystems. Also, some of that will be part of the outreach for kids and others who visit to learn about what's here.
More trails and park improvements are expected over the next few years as the park fully opens. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
COVID-19 restrictions are forcing the Denver Art Museum to reduce admissions to its new show. Here's CPR Arts reporter Monica Castillo.
The Denver Art Museum is reaching out to ticket holders of their latest exhibit, Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and Mexican Modernism. COVID-19 regulations in the city have forced institutions like the museum to reduce capacity from 50 to 25%. In an email, the museum says current ticket holders can reschedule, keep their reservation, or get a refund. More time tickets will go on sale on November 23rd, but the exhibit will run through January 24th as planned. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News.